Blackstone Audio presents Live Forever by Amy Talkington. This book is read by Georgina Marie. To Robbie, for truth and humor. Ruth. Chances of a girl like me ending up at Wickham Hall were next to nothing. I was a farmer's daughter, and neither of my parents even finished grade school. But I loved to read. I read every single book I could get my hands on, and fittingly, it was in a novel that I first heard of Wickham Hall. I can't recall which book it was. Fitzgerald's new one, maybe? But it said something like, "Presidents go to Wickham Hall," and that sounded dandy to me. A girl could do worse in life than become a president's wife, especially if he was dreamy like Calvin Coolidge. Wee-wee. A president's wife would just go to parties and entertain, with oodles of free time to read books. I wrote a letter to the school asking for admission, dramatically explaining my plight in life, and several weeks later I received a letter back from the headmaster himself, inviting me to join the student body. Can you imagine la joie? I never filled out an application. I didn't even know there were such things until I heard everyone complaining about how long theirs had taken. Mon Dieu. I was lucky, I thought. It's hard to tell by looking at me now, but I was a happy girl and not bad looking. The boys just adored my red hair, and I was pretty witty, too. You'd have thought I'd have more sense than to fall for an anonymous note, a request to meet at the Weeping Willow Tree. But no. Silly me. I thought, quelle coincidence. I'd always loved those kinds of trees.